AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. and the U.K. have been carrying out strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen using warship and submarine-launched Tomahawk missiles and fighter jets. Targets said to include Houthi logistical hubs, air defense systems, and weapons storage and launching locations. Norman Hall has more.
President Joe Biden says that a series of strikes in Yemen are meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate the militant group's Red Sea attacks. Biden said the military response was only made after attempts at diplomatic negotiations and careful deliberation. He said in a statement that recent attacks have included, for the first time, use of anti-ship ballistic missiles. Those actions, he said, have endangered U.S. personnel, civilian mariners, and freedom of navigation. Norman Hall, Washington.
A high-ranking Houthi official is vowing retaliation. At the International Court of Justice in The Hague, South Africa laid out its case that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. Lawyer Adila Hassim.
For the past 96 days, Israel has subjected Gaza to what has been described as one of the heaviest conventional bombing campaigns in the history of modern warfare.
Israel's rejected the allegation. In New York, barred from giving a formal closing argument, former President Trump still showed up at his business fraud trial as it approaches its end. Jackie Quinn has more.
Trump spoke outside the courtroom after he was cut off by the judge while speaking inside. He said he was an innocent man being persecuted by the attorney general, something he repeated to reporters outside.
Getting somebody elected because you wanted to get the publicity, it's a disgrace.
Judge Arthur Engoron's already determined Trump's company fraudulently inflated its numbers and will be deciding the amount of penalties. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And in the Los Angeles court, Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges. This is AP News. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta on what to look forward to at Monday's Emmy Awards.
Executive producer Jesse Collins tells the Associated Press the Emmys will celebrate its 75th anniversary with cast reunions or actors recreating moments from shows like The Sopranos, Cheers, Martin, and All in the Family.
Your whole generation's afraid of sex.
Oh, listen, little girl, if I was afraid of it, you wouldn't be here. Right, Edith?
I'm trying to remember.
Collins says to expect one of those moments within the first 10 minutes and that there's a great Game of Thrones moment. However, don't expect everyone from every show. Other series with spotlight moments will include Ally McBeal, I Love Lucy, The Arsenio Hall Show, and Saturday Night Live. Anthony Anderson hosts Monday's Emmy Awards, which will air live on Fox. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Thanks, Margie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.